everybody. Welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian, the host of the aforementioned podcast. And alongside me in our state-of-the-art recording studio, above Public Square Coffee in downtown La Mesa, California, is my lovely wife, my co-host, and my best friend, Melissa Nickerson. Our producer, Andy Lara, is in the house as well.
Hey,
everybody.
Delayed reaction.
It's good to be in your ears right now. I'm happy to be in your ears. Just all up in those ears.
Wow.
What?
For all the ASMR fans out there.
Yeah, it's nice to be in those ears of yours, girl. Hey, girl. You know I love getting in your ears. Guys... we're going to talk about our son going to college today. I don't know if I got any tears left. We'll see. I don't know. I've been crying for a week. I feel just a little emptiness on the inside of me. And I don't know where this episode's going to go. But before we do any of that, I'll tell you where I'm going to go. This weekend, I'm going to be... 2 weekends from now, actually, I'm going to be in Charlotte.
Being emotional.
Here are my tour dates. August 28th through 30th, we added a fifth show at the Comedy Club at Duckworth's in Charlotte. And then right after that on Sunday, we're going to Greensboro, North Carolina. So back in the Carolinas, where this guy loves to be. September 26th through 27th, I'm being in Stamford, Connecticut. October 3rd, Murray, Kentucky. October 4th, Boston, Massachusetts. October 9th through 11th, San Francisco. October 16th through 18th, Kansas City. The 25th, Seattle. The 26th, Corvallis, Oregon. Into November, 14th through 16th, Nashville. 28th through 30th, San Diego. Ooh. And then December, Tulsa, Oklahoma, Brooklyn, New Brunswick. January, we've got Addison, Houston. And February, we just added this, Wise Guys Comedy Club, Valentine's Day weekend in Salt Lake City, Utah, February 13th through 14th. And then Portland's on sale all the way out in April as well now, too. Yes, Patreon, you got a little plug to do there?
Yes, our next Patreon Zoom is going to be Monday, September 22nd. Patreon's a way to give a little more and get a little more.
We've got some
behind the scenes. Every week, VIP meet and greets, merch discounts.
This week's behind the scenes, or maybe last
good
week's,
times.
You got a 4-minute, 5-minute diatribe about Mel's relationship with her American Girl doll, Kirsten, and the many adventures and educational endeavors that they went on.
Mel's publishing.
Yeah. It's really something else.
Yeah, it was a deep dive.
It was. I really enjoyed it. So
we also talked a lot about children's books, like what we read to our kids and all that. So it was a good time.
Yeah, because our kids are older now. We got these old kids.
Yeah, we do. Yep.
We still got... we're going to talk a lot about this on the episode today, but you know, you drop your kid off at college and then you come back and you're like, oh, I still got these other two.
Well, so abrupt. His first night in the dorms, he texts us at midnight that he's like, oh, tomorrow we got to grab this.
Yeah.
We forgot. And I was like, okay. I slept through that. And then our 11-year-old woke me up at 7 a.m. calling about like some details of back to school night. So like, again, 7 hours uninterrupted between the older and the youngest. And then I went from the airport to a back to school night.
Correct.
So yeah, just kind of hit the ground running in my airport clothes, back to the lives of our two other daughters while my other daughter texts us, when are you going to the store?
When are you going to the store? Yeah.
So there was not a minute for me to forget about the other two children.
No.
Because they very much still need and want us as full-time parents.
They've moved on. The Sibs moved on quickly. Quickly.
They're going, so there's three, now there's two, so I get half your time.
So you're a little more available, and seems like there's one less child pushing an agenda, so a little easier for me to get my way around here.
Yep.
So
they were right back with the demands, so that's a good thing. there.
Well, we'll dive into that a little more in a bit. Backseaters, we always love hearing from you in all the various forms. The Dustin Nickerson Comedy Fans Facebook group, YouTube comments, emails at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com. Here's a comment we got on YouTube. This is from Hogslop.
Oh.
That's a creative spelling.
Yeah. Not going to lie, I was home by myself with our two kids, 3-year-old and 6-month-old, for the first time last week. I ended up having to sit down the 3-year-old and tell him, I'm sorry that your mom is so much better at this than me. We just have to make it another hour and she'll be home. This was talking about from when I was like, kept forgetting to feed everybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We survived. We made it through.
Yeah. I think that's really good. Yeah. You know?
The point is that you are willing to try.
Yeah, you know? You're going to make mistakes, but you're trying.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
that's exactly the gap between our first kids, 2.5 years.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a wild time there. 3-year-old and a 6-month-old.
Yeah.
Yep.
This next comment is from Brian. This is on the Facebook group. Mel, why don't you read this right here?
Okay, I know I'm a couple weeks past the living with ADHD topic on the pod, but something that's been brewing as one of my favorite things is listening to Dustin, Mel, and Andy's incessant need to sing out a song lyric or movie quote based on a word or phrase that's said. I have the same issue in quotes, and while it may not be related to ADHD, it definitely is a byproduct of the consistency or repetitiveness of our media consumption from the late 80s, 90s, early aughts, or 2000s.
Yeah.
Hashtag kids these days just don't get it. We watched or listened to what we had over and over again, and when you heard a word, you have to respond. Hashtag Virginia don't sound like she used to. Can't wait to catch you in Boston, Somerville again. Dustin.
There you go.
Thank you, Brian.
Think I'll go to Boston.
There it is. There it is.
There's like 7 of them on that one that I resisted the temptation to.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you do that when you hear a song lyric? You jump on it? I can't. I'm just for the record. It might be how much music you consume too, but it's definitely an ADHD impulse thing. You're like, I got to get this out. I got to say this. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I'm not going to apologize for it.
Yeah.
I mean, like, as far as, like, good movie quotes and song lyrics, like, there's something that almost kind of keeps you alive.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
if I let it go, then it just dies.
Yeah.
The memory dies. You got to keep those laughs alive.
Chase the rabbit trail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel so alive.
The very first time.
I could. There's multiple directions on alive, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You can go a lot of different directions there. I don't think it's great podcast content.
True.
For the record.
Yes.
But if some people feel seen in it, then great.
Hey.
I mean, it's your podcast.
Yeah.
So you are welcome to do as you see fit.
Well, I'm glad this...
And amongst friends.
Yes.
Who let you be you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's
a bit of an outreach effort. Like, oh, who's gonna join me in this moment? Am I the only one in this moment?
Yeah.
Yeah. Looking for a friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought of this yesterday. Sorry, this is a side... Whatever. Tangent.
Side quest?
Yeah. So I had an eye injury. Our daughter got me in the eye with a long fingernail when I was changing her when she was 2. And I had to go through various like surgeries and years of work on this eye. And I remember we were in a little group and I said like I couldn't even look at my phone. And then you and your friend were like, not your phone. From Zoolander.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, I was in a dark room.
Yeah.
Like, crying. My eye was crying because it was, it had trauma to it.
Yeah.
I was like, not now.
That's...
You know, like... That you got to read the room enough to be like, no, that was.
No, I'm glad that you could tell a story from 10 years ago that makes me look bad. I'm really glad that that is where you went with this. Kind of talking about the charming or silly attribute of us, but
I'm over it.
Are you?
I'm over it. Yeah. Yes.
No, your point is taken though that you do need to read the room on how you say these things, when you say these things.
Sure.
You know, like you just did the who one, and I went to who are you, and you can do it kind of quietly. I'm still listening to what you're saying. you know, but yes. You don't want to be abrupt and rude about it, but
it's a fine balance.
It's a fine balance.
It's, you're going to mess up.
This was some of my best work, and I didn't know how many people caught it, but Greg did last week. This is from Gregory. Love the cats in the cradle callback and Hummus Like Guac. Dustin, in this podcast, you hit upon a humor callback record. Melissa said the cats and the kids are still alive. And then it was sung by you, Dustin, in the style of Cat Steven, the cats in the cradle of the silver. I remember this. The cats and the kids are still alive. I laughed out loud, as I was going to call it, in the best, oldest callback ever. A callback perhaps even before you were born. Smiles. Yeah, the cats in the, that one, I mean, yeah, I was like, how did we miss that?
I'll be honest, I heard it, but I didn't push it through because I'm like, this is subtly.
If you're going to say the cats in the, we're going to, yeah.
Cats in the.
Smiles, Gregor. P.S. Did O'Mel with hummus and garbanzo beans with salad. So extend amount of hummus. For hummus, almost like guacamole, smash garbanzo beans in a bowl and then adding a couple of tablespoon of garlic hummus, mayo, and oil. What is he saying there? Is that a dip?
So
it's a little recipe.
He adds that to his.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, for hummus, almost like guac, I say. Oh, so this is a hummus recipe. Wait a minute, I thought you said...
Garbanzo beans are really good for you, so that's what he's saying.
I thought you said hummus was garbanzo beans.
It is. Chickpeas, garbanzo beans, and it's like the same thing.
It's the same thing.
So he just added more garbanzo beans to the hummus.
So he's making a hummus that...
he's making
is
hummus.
A little... Yes, but with the mayo, it's going to be creamier.
Oh, I see what I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I got confused because he brought guac in, and that was confusing.
But I do think he's saying then adding a couple tablespoons of garlic hummus. So that sounds like he is adding hummus to hummus, for what it's worth.
So he makes some hummus, and then he adds some hummus.
So, okay, that's why it's like guac, because it's got like a texture of partial... Okay, so he's merging the two of my creations.
It's like having chunky guacamole. It's avocado in the guacamole.
Thank you, Andy.
That's why it's the garbanzo beans in the garlic hummus. Got it.
Yeah.
Now we can have a third. We can have hummus, we can have a garbanzo bean salad, and we can have a chunky hummus.
And then we'll add some dark chocolate to it. Now it's a dark chocolate guacamole hummus. Do you think he could... Maybe we could add some garbanzo beans to it. I gotta start saying garbanzo on stage. What a great word.
So that is garbanzo. The name of Angela Johnson's dog.
Garbanzo?
Garbanzo.
That's awesome. A great name.
And then she calls him Bonzo.
That's a great name.
Isn't that like the best dog name?
Because it does sound like a Muppet, like Gonzo, Garbanzo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where could I work in garbanzo beans into the egg? Are they good for you? Garbanzo beans are really good for you?
Mm-hmm.
So it could be in the healthy eating stuff.
Yeah.
If you're not allergic.
Are you? Is that a thing?
Mercedes is.
To garbanzo beans or all beans?
Real. No, garbanzo beans, chickpeas, hummus. She can't eat any of that.
Oh, my gosh.
So this is kind of outlawed in your house.
What's the allergy? What's she
like
allergic?
Her throat will like start itching, and like cause she's also allergic to cats, so she'll start to feel like the same kind of like fleshy.
What's the specific thing that she's allergic to there? The garbanzo bean?
Eating healthy. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Can you have it? Can it be an allergy? Okay.
No, it's just specifically she's allergic to this one thing. She's not allergic to a lot of other food. It's just she's allergic to two things, cats and garbanzo beans.
Wow.
I have a friend who's allergic to oats. Like, I was like, do you want like some oatmeal? She's like, oh, that's the one thing I'm allergic to. I was like, okay.
Do you believe it? Or are they just like, you know, sometimes they'll just make up something to be interesting. I'm allergic to oats.
But that's so random.
I mean...
I'm going to trust my friend on this one.
Yeah. Which friend is it? Tell me, and then I'll tell you if they're lying. Which friend is it?
Veronica.
Oh, she's a truth teller. Yeah. Veronica would never lie to you. All right. Now, why don't you read this email here, Mel? This is from Daniel, Patreon, friend of the pod.
Wait.
Subject. Been married long. Hi, Mel and Andy. This
and
July
Dustin.
20th.
Oh, started with Dustin.
Sorry.
Well, the page shift is weird there. Got it.
This July 21st, my wife and I celebrated 23 years of marriage. Being a Monday,
Daniel.
Woo! We both had to work. I got home first and whipped up a romantic dinner for five. Our three kids were thrilled to escape our usual mundane Monday dinner. Then came the real celebration, trading off the weed eater and chainsaw while cleaning around the pond. Nothing says love like power tools and yard sweat in the South Carolina summer heat. We followed that with doing laundry and making the kids do their chores. We capped off the evening with an exhausted hug and collapsed into bed because nothing screams romance like shared fatigue and blocked sinuses from yard work. Love the pod, Dan. Or Daniel.
We capped off the evening.
Yeah, the way he... Every phrase.
Daniel's funny. Yeah, he's very funny.
Yeah, that's day in the life. Yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, 23, it's not a big year. I mean, yeah. It is. Congrats another year, but you can't do something every year. Something big.
I mean, you know, you only get so many vacation days.
Well, yeah, that's true. And you know what? People our age are always like, well, you know, you at least do a dinner. You're like, well, actually, we hate eating out. That's not our, we don't like that.
And take out in the car.
What our favorite thing to do right now is, if it's like an event of some type or a holiday, what Mel and I like to do is we like to go in and to the restaurant and order takeout, have a beer while we wait for the takeout.
Take the takeout home.
And then take the takeout home. That's kind of dream scenario, because mm-hmm. then you don't have to do the rigmarole of a dine-in. No thanks.
So, happy 23rd, you guys.
Happy 23rd. Mm-hmm. All right, this is from Ginger, subject majoring in the vibes. Hello, Dustin and Mel. I started listening to when your pod joined Nateland. I love it so much. I'm married with two boys, 20 and 17 years old. I relate to your family dynamic in many ways. I've been going back and listening to old episodes and just found majoring in the vibes. It's all over the place and so much fun. Thanks for the laughs. I look forward to new episodes and going through the old ones. Backseater from Tennessee, Ginger. Thanks, Ginger.
Thank you, Ginger.
We're happy to have you along.
Did Joel pick a major? Kind of thinking back to that episode.
Well, he's majoring in vibes, but he may minor in a different. He may double major.
They make you pick a major when you apply to college now.
Yeah.
To university. But it's subject to debate. Yeah,
he's going in as a marine biology major, but we'll see mm-hmm. how long that lasts. Sure. We all have ideas,
right?
Mm-hmm. You know, you did so much of the college tech work. I was thinking mm-hmm. about this. Like, if you want to know what middle age is, you were providing tech support to two generations.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, you were figuring out your kids' passwords and their websites and their Chromebooks and all that stuff. And you're also trying to make sure your dad doesn't get scammed. Like, I've had both mm-hmm. my parental scams are kind of coming in and Facebook's, and they're getting good. But it's your job to tell your younger kid, like, hey, that might be a sketchy online character. Stay away from that. Mm-hmm. And also your job to tell your parents, like, that's AI.
Don't return that call. Like, do not give them your credit card information. I think
you're telling both your parents and your kids, don't respond to unknown numbers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's middle age.
It's a part-time job, too. It's so much work.
Yeah.
Yeah. But specifically with the college application mm-hmm. process, like, it is just constant passwords and usernames and, like, swiping the credit card.
Oh, yeah.
And the portals and the check your email and the apps that, you know, and the move-in date, like... Mm-hmm. Explaining to an 18-year-old that they have to get in the housing portal to figure out their move-in date because then you have to make a move-in appointment.
Yeah.
And then we submitted for an early move-in because he's a fall athlete, mm-hmm. A sport, you know, in the fall.
He just texted.
And then they emailed us back, like, we are low staff. You can't move in that day. Mm-hmm. And then we have to talk to the coach. And then we have to talk to the housing department. And... all to get this move-in time slot. Mm-hmm. And then we were like, well, you barely slept last night, so you should sleep in. So we're going to be like kind of running late to move-in date. And, you know, like, and you're just adjusting plans.
Well, the nice thing about that tech support that you provide for your parents and your kids, though, is they're both so grateful. when you help your child register for classes and you help your grandparents not give their checking account a number to a stranger, they go, thank you. I couldn't have done this without you. Couldn't have done this without you. Thanks, Mom. Thanks, daughter. Thanks, son.
So there's like, I heard this new term. It's called the sandwich generation when you're helping your kids and your parents.
Yeah.
There's a new one. Ooh. I heard it's called the panini generation.
Okay.
So you're getting smashed.
We're grilled.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're getting just grilled.
Grilled.
Smashed by both and melty and real small.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the end of that, you can't really tell what's in the middle.
Great. Yeah.
You're charred.
We do come with a side of kettle chips, though, and that is nice. That's nice. The modern world. Those kettle chips. Paninis came to existence in our life, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they've been around, but paninis, the rise of the panini is...
I mean, I really feel like that was like a corner bakery thing. Like like Panera, because Panera did paninis too, right? I feel like those were the two places that really were like, paninis are in.
Yeah, still in.
Let's flatten these sandwiches.
Let's roll these babies up. Mm-hmm. You like a sandwich? Have you ever had it hot?
Yeah.
And smash.
I remember when...
I bet this girl was real skeptical of paninis. Because you don't like when anything gets real popular. It's the reason you don't like tapas. Yeah. You're like, I don't know about that.
Yeah, it's not that good.
Spanish tradition? Probably not.
Yeah.
I don't like hype, but... Yeah. Which is embarrassing, but...
No, it's not.
It's just my personality type.
You're punk rock.
That is a healthy skepticism.
Yeah.
But I was going to say, I really did like fondue when that came back around, so...
Yeah, you did like... that's just cheese. Yeah.
Chocolate. Yeah.
What?
That was one of those trends that came back that I was like all in on.
Yeah.
No pessimism about that one.
I wonder if fondue is going to make another... I don't think it will because everyone's so down on dairy right now. You know, are they?
Dairy's kind of coming back. I think good dairy's coming back.
How long
until? I think you're right, Andy. Yeah. I think you're right.
What I'm saying is, how long till the oat milk fondue?
I was gonna say like a hummus. Hummus fondue.
You guys got is there a lactose fondue?
So it's gonna have that that yeast that nutritional yeast.
Nutritional yeast.
Yeah.
Vegan fondue.
I think I told you about there is like a real science to as you get older, you can't handle milk. What are gut doctors called? What are they? Gastrologists, maybe?
Yeah.
Can you Google that?
It is gastro or something. Digestive or...
What's a gut doctor called?
Gastronomy. What is a gut...
A couple of real
like
science wizards
here. Stomach
doctor? Yeah.
Yeah. Gastroenterologist?
Sure.
Gastroenterologist?
I watched a YouTube of where they were asking common questions for this.
Look at that word.
Well, go to pronounce.
Gastroenterologist.
Type in gastroenterologist. Have you seen this feature on Google?
Yeah.
And then you could... how to pronounce. Type in how to pronounce.
Not now.
And they'll say it to you.
Here we go.
Have you seen this, Melissa?
Hold on. I don't know if it's going to get into the thing, though. Let me see.
Gastroenterologist.
There we go.
That's what it said.
Wouldn't even
I know you guys can't hear it.
I actually got pretty close because my first thought was like, remember when gastro pub food was getting big there for a second?
Yeah.
And that's one I never got into. But they were saying like your body doesn't, the further you get away from breast milk, the less your stomach is interested in dairy, is essentially what it's saying. Like, it was meant to, you need it a lot when you're younger, your bones, you know.
See, that's super interesting, though, because, like, women, that used to be a thing, like, you got to get your calcium in.
Yeah.
That was, like, a 90s
Well, women,
thing.
Yeah, well, you know.
For bone health.
When have women ever been given bad information about their health?
Yeah. I mean, no, it's just food is such like a fad kind of thing. Like, you got to have your calcium.
Well,
as you get older.
Regardless,
but yeah, good point.
Hopefully, fondue is coming back for you. I will not be partaking. I feel bad when I'm in the state of Wisconsin, like I was this weekend. I was like, I can't partake in your major thing here. This is why you come here, you know, but. Anyways.
No cheese curds for you.
No, and they're so good. Cheese curds are so good. They're like a top tier food. So, all right, one more email here, and then we're kind of...
Sorry, everyone.
No, it's we're okay. We're kind of getting into the topic anyways.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You want to read this from Bonnie? Bonnie's also a Patreon and a friend of the pod.
Hello, Nickersons. I am from a family of five. You have been mentioning before nothing is made for odd numbers, and the deep dive comparing the family sizes to being in the freeway versus the train was perfect. All right. Yes, that was from last week's pod. I am also the oldest of three kids and was the first to go away to college. It was a very different experience than what I have been reading in comments on your college drop-off posts. My dad got us up on the big day at 4 a.m. since we could begin dorm check-in at 8 a.m. We drove down to college and got there shortly after the dorms opened. We unloaded my belongings and got my initial dorm room set up and put together in about 4 hours. I was a mess. My parents were excited. My siblings were sad. When my dad announced that it was time to go, they surprised my two siblings with a trip to Disneyland, including a stay at the Disneyland Hotel. And check-in was at 3 p.m. The reason for my parents' excitement was now made clear, and my siblings were no longer sad. My mouth dropped open. We are a Disney family. My parents had a Disney savings account that once it hit the budgeted amount, they would book a trip. We were never able to stay at the fancy hotels because being a family of five is expensive, and motels made it so we could afford to go more often than they had saved for a fancy hotel. Seeing the look on my face, my mom says, since you're at college now, we were able to use the money from your ticket and food to be able to stay at the Disneyland Hotel. My dad then decided to get the salt out and rub it into the gashing wounds in my heart and says, now that there are four of us, it will be easier to go on the ride. This was 25 years ago. There have been a lot more Disneyland trips, and I have stayed at the Disneyland Hotel since this, but I may not be entirely over it yet.
That is so funny. And classic older kid treatment, you know.
This is Nate's thing where they're like, you don't need a Happy Meal.
Yeah.
Because he was the oldest.
Incredible.
Oh, man.
That's a wonderful story.
Bonnie,
and that is like a hazard against big families. But unless you're the younger kids, you're like, they're like, and the other ones are like, when's the next kid going to college? We're going to go to Knott's Berry this time?
Oh, my gosh.
That's great.
Yeah. Maybe just like don't say all those things out loud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it better to know or find out though?
It's better to know.
Yeah.
I'm impressed that they had the stamina to do all that on one day.
Yeah, but maybe it was one of those things where you're like, I'm trying to think about it, the parent side now. We're like, hey, we have to bring these kids, which means we have to kind of incentivize this trip. Because one thing that you kept saying about our move-in was if we would have had the girls with us, it would have been much harder.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I said is we're such an odd pairing, like two parents and the oldest son.
Yeah.
We don't get that often. You know, we have two younger daughters.
Yeah.
So.
It added to the sadness of it because the only time we've really ever had that pairing is when it was just the three of us, you know?
Yeah. Because, you know, oftentimes parents have to divide and conquer.
Yeah.
And one parent goes and...
Yeah.
I
don't know how you feel when you reflect about... When I think about our life with one baby, I'm like, I don't even know who those three people are. Like, that feels like a lifetime ago.
I mean, it was... 18 years ago.
Yeah, if I see a picture of us, I'm like, who are those people? What's that little family? You know?
I know.
We're going to triple that output of children.
I remember it, but...
Yeah, it's so far ago, so long ago. Well, real quick, thanks to everybody that came out in the shows in Madison, Wisconsin, another college town. Comedy on State might be the best comedy club in the country. It's one of the very best, and it was so great to be there. The staff takes great care of you. Tommy Ryman opened for me, he's a headliner in his own right. He has a great dry bar special. He's a new one coming out as well on his own channel. Really funny comic. Met him in, well, that you were talking about, like, life just went right back. I mean, we got home and I unpacked and packed. And I was like, hey, I got a flight at 6:20 in the morning, you know. So
yeah,
I'm gonna go cry myself to sleep and then go fly to Minneapolis. And he lives in Minneapolis. He picked me up. We drove to Madison. Yeah, shows are great. Wonder State Coffee, which is right there in Madison, might be, it's like a top five coffee shop in the country for me. I love it so much. It's great. Good, lots of seating, good pour over options. They have a baked oatmeal. What do you think about a baked oatmeal?
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is a baked oatmeal?
I have to put milk on that.
Okay.
You know, I would add milk.
Could you Google a baked oatmeal?
Oh,
what am I eating?
I can tell you. It's, it probably has eggs. And,
really?
Yeah. And some dairy. Yeah. Or
I thought it was essentially a granola bar. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it kind of is, but if you want it to be kind of moist, it's got to have some.
So the way that they serve it,
but it probably gets a nice little crisp top to it if you got some sugar.
And it can also have like some flour in it.
So when I was eating it, it was in a bowl that had some oat milk poured over it as well.
Yeah,
that's how you like to eat it.
I mean, you don't have to. I prefer some milk to it. Yeah,
it's unbelievable. What are the it tastes like a blackberry cobbler. That's what it tastes like.
Well, and it looks like
depending
it's
on the sugar content. I mean, for sure.
Yeah. No. I was eating and I was like, this is not my healthy oatmeal. This is a cobbler.
Or if it's got a, like Andy was saying, like a topping, like a brown sugar kind of.
I mean, look at that peach one. That's peach cobbler. What's the difference between baked oatmeal and a cobbler?
Quantity of oats.
The quantity of oats.
Yeah.
Why is that so funny?
He was saying, why does, when in recipes, I'll say like, it called for this.
I think that's the funniest phrase. Ooh, the recipe call. Oh, did it? Did it ring
the
you?
The recipe called.
It beckoned you? Call
just,
for flour, please.
The phrase.
Recipe had a vision.
The recipe calls for this.
Casting call. Yeah, call time. Yeah.
I mean, this is a fine line. This is a bit that I never really got on stage working of where your kid is like, I want a brownie from Starbucks for breakfast. And you're like, no. And they're like, can I have a chocolate muffin? You're like, yes. It's the same thing.
It's like one less cup of sugar.
Yeah.
But still two cups of sugar.
So walk me through a cobbler. What do these recipes call for that are different? A cobbler. So, this is so interesting to me because I'm eating this. I'm going, this is dessert. This is the best thing I've ever eaten. Is it was blueberry oats. It was perfect, but it tasted like a cobbler.
I mean, I think it comes down to the amount of oats.
Is it really just
quantity of oats
and maybe some
and
more
then
sugar?
And sugar, flour. So if in place of the oats, there's flour.
Yeah, and plus
you know, or more fruit.
And the oats in a cobbler is going to be like on top. Like it's a topping.
It's a garnish.
Where the baked oatmeal is literally mostly oats with fruit topping. Or
so
maybe
flipped.
Say it again.
It's
say
flipped.
It again. So,
it's
sorry.
Flipped. It's inverted.
Yeah.
Okay, say it again. So the baked oatmeal is mostly oats topped with
fruit.
Sprinkled
in with some fruit.
Yes.
Okay.
The fruit opposite. Is the topping. Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. And the cobbler is
mostly fruit.
Yeah.
And then the kind of an oat topping.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. But what else? What's the base of a cobbler, though?
Sometimes cobblers will have like a flour.
Yeah.
Like
a
cakey kind of base.
It's used to emulsify it. So it has a more of like a syrup like kind of texture to it. So the juices kind of coagulate with the sugar to make a syrupy kind of.
I love it.
Little
I've had a cobbler
filling.
A while.
I know. You know, I used to, in Washington State, you could pick blackberries this time of year.
Yeah, you would make a
And then I would make a cobbler.
Mel's cobblers.
I know. They're sugary. I mean, you're literally stirring blackberries with like two or three cups.
Oh my
of
God.
I mean, cobbler is just like improvised pie. You know, it's no crust and the
throw it's
like
I don't really rock
jelly.
With a pie, though.
Yeah, it's like jelly
it's like
with
the filling of pie, but without the whole crust.
Why do I like cobbler so much more than I like pie? I don't know why. I mean, I love a pecan
pie. It's probably kind of undone pie. Yeah. So it's without all
it's
the
like
pie
scrambled
crust.
Eggs.
Yeah, it's without
pie. Versus a quiche.
There we go. I don't like the formality of a quiche or a pie.
It's a lot of crust.
Just throw that. It's all the ingredients in there.
Yeah.
I remember when I was learning how to make omelets, my Uncle Butch said, he goes, you can't really mess up an omelet. It just turns into scrambled eggs, which is very much like a Mitch Hedberg joke. Yeah. You know, stairs, broken escalator just becomes stairs.
So good.
Butch had that kind of wisdom.
Mm-hmm. Okay, according to the emails, we got that email about when to have your second kid mm-hmm. or your third kid, and someone on our Facebook page like answered it, their own answer.
Oh,
so the person who sent that email should refer to our Facebook page.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, there are some people, and they wanted to answer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
So I just wanted to shout that out there.
Great. Yeah. When you scroll down here, for the
Lydia,
mouse is dead.
No. Okay.
All
right, here we go.
Is this? That was the same one. That was from Lydia, last one there.
Okay, so Lydia, go to the Dustin Nickerson Comedy Facebook page.
Yeah, and people are diving into it there.
People are helping you out.
Mm-hmm. Well, as much as I would love to talk about cobblers for the next 25 minutes, I just hadn't had one. Wonder State Coffee.
So did you, you had the baked oatmeal and that made you think of cobblers. Mm-hmm.
And then I was thinking about how they're around. Peach cobbler's all over the South. Right. That's
yes.
accessible.
Yeah. Yes.
But berry cobblers are all over the Northwest. And we just don't really... Cobblers aren't part of the SoCal culture.
Do you know how much a blackberry cobbler would cost down here?
Yeah.
I mean, you'd need like... They're 4-ounce containers. You would need like... 10 of them.
I don't know how much time you've spent in the Northwest. It's a weed up there. Blackberries are a weed. They're just, it's unbelievable.
I mean, we get them a lot in the mountains, like here in the local mountains, but but we don't like ship them in.
From there.
Yeah.
You know who used to really like blackberries?
Joel.
Baby Joel.
It's like an Easter egg hunt, you know, finding the ripe blackberries, getting in the Northwest. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Tuesday, we recorded the pod.
Mm-hmm.
We went home. We got our girl set at their very thank you, parent support. Mel's network of parental support here in the mm-hmm. community helped us out. Some fellow parents watched our kiddos for a couple nights, sleep over on a school night.
Yeah.
And we flew to San Jose.
And he said, hey, Joel, you have 2 hours to pack your clothes.
Yes.
So we have to leave for the airport.
And you were trying, it was an interesting thing because. Your son has your kid going off to college. Those last 24 to 40 hours are very interesting because if they're going away, like a longer drive or a flight in our case, there's a lot of work to be done.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of moving that has to be done.
A lot of loose ends.
Yeah.
And of course, like he had a surprise friend fly in.
Mm-hmm.
And so then he was doing multiple goodbyes and multiple hangouts. He was, you know, he sells the vintage clothes. He was driving around and reselling, saying goodbye to the resellers, the thrift store managers, giving clothes to friends. Like, he had a whole thing going on. And then we did a dinner and, like, ice cream as a family of five. And then Claire was in bed, and I was like, oh, my gosh, you didn't say goodbye to her
because
she's going to go to school at 7 a.m.
We realized that.
And that was the then the 15-year-old and the 18-year-old did their goodbye.
And that broke me.
It broke us all.
It really, I wasn't really prepared for, I didn't know, I haven't lived this. I haven't seen a sibling say goodbye to another sibling before.
For the, kind of the first time.
For the first time.
Yeah.
And you don't realize how close they were.
Yeah.
And it was really, really, like, I was pretty much holding it together. I was like, because we're not saying goodbye for another, like, 72 hours or whatever. We've got a minute before our. But this moment was, and, you know, Gloria was really, really crying in a way that I'm not used to seeing her cry. And I don't think Joel was ready for it either. It kind of caught us all off guard.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, now we're a mess. And I go, you know what's funny is I go and hug Gloria after it, and but she's into hugging me for like 5 seconds. And then I go and hug Joel, and he's not into it either. I was like, okay, well, this one's just about you two. I was trying to comfort you guys.
It was a very special moment.
It was really nice.
And, but it's also just like the chaos of a move. You know, we had three carry-ons. It was all very strategic. We had three carry-ons, one big suitcase, and then they make these like blue bags, you know, they're like from IKEA or Amazon. They're just plastic.
This is
bags.
Twice now that IKEA has made a great bag that people use in their lives. Because there was just the old bigger tote bag style, and now that zip one.
So now, and you can actually do a backpack too with it. So now we're rolling with six bags and Joel's skateboard.
Telling your son, I mean,
to the airport.
It's a big pack.
Yeah.
You're like, what do you wear for 9 months, essentially? Like, we can bring you stuff and you buy stuff or whatever.
He'll come home a couple times and can kind of grab.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, obviously he needs warmer clothes in San Diego. Yeah. And
All the stuff that he is going to, like, have for his room, though, we're going to buy up there.
Yeah, so, I did bring, like, some medicines and stuff.
You brought a lot of
supplements.
But he's an athlete. And we brought his gaming situation, you know, like, that was, like, but there was
His backpack was full of electronics.
Yes.
Yeah.
His backpack had a laptop, his Xbox, and a Nintendo Switch in it. And at one point, he left it in the car. And I was like, grab that. That's worth thousands of dollars. For the love of God, if there's one, your clothes are very replaceable. Grab that bag, please. We're going to NorCal. They kind of have a thing of breaking windows here. It's kind of a reputation of this area. Please grab your bag. Please, 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 please.
I was just like, in my head, I was like, I should have air tagged the Switch. Yeah. Anyway.
We air tagged him.
Yeah.
You know?
It was
like
just
a deer in the wild.
Tag him. The flight's super short. That was easy.
Shout out having a traveling. I carried my weight a lot on the day of the travel because booked the hotels, obviously, lots of points.
Flights.
Booked the flights.
Yeah.
And then because of my status, we had six free checked bags, which is hundreds of dollars.
It's a big perk.
So checking your child in and just dropping six bags, and everyone's like looking behind them, and they're like, did he not pay for any of that? And I'm like, peace out. All you have to do is travel 47 weekends a year.
That's it.
And you too can get this on multiple.
So then we had the noon move-in time.
Well, first off, can I ask you this? When did melancholy start hitting you? Was there, like, for me it was the flight.
I know for you it was a little earlier. I mean, I felt it all senior year, just like with all the ending events.
But on the move specifically,
on the college move in Friday night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Friday morning. Yeah. Friday. You were gone.
Oh, the last day. Oh, no. I'm sorry.
You left for the airport.
But no, I mean in the trip. Because,
so,
like,
on the trip,
you were peering out the window a bit.
I wasn't melancholy, though. I was like, I had moments of sadness, like, this is his childhood is ending. You know, we're buying his dorm things.
Yeah.
You know, but I had a lot of I'm going to find the word, but because I had to kind of make his nest.
Yeah.
You know, like, I had a lot of, like, energy.
You were very task oriented.
Yeah.
Like,
so, like, I had a list in my phone that I had curated, like, all summer.
Yeah.
And of what we needed to do when and what we needed to buy.
Helpful.
And
so much work.
Things we still needed to, like, do with him or for him, that I wasn't, like, I knew, like, the sadness or, like, you know, the emptiness wasn't going to hit yet.
You had too much to do.
Yeah. When we said goodbye to him and walked away, I said it felt like a terrible breakup.
Mm.
Like, where you're, like, the heaviness, your body is heavy.
Mm.
You know, like, like, you should have some sad soundtrack, you know, in a movie where you're walking away. It felt like that. But then when I got home, you went to work out of town and the girls went to school. And then I got sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, yours was different.
Well, everyone's different. I mean, you had a funny moment in the Target.
Yeah.
Where we're shoving, I mean, it's two carts full. I mean, it's a lot of stuff.
Right.
And we're just looking around, and then you turn and you see the toy aisle, and you see Lightning McQueen, who's there right now, and you go, that is not what I need to see right now.
Yeah.
Cars was our kid's little favorite movie. You watch this every day for a couple years. You're like, not now.
Yeah.
I need to go tell him to, you know, I need to go buy whatever else. I mean, it's so funny. I can't even think of one thing, even though we've got a million things.
Like, you're like, pick out a comforter or blanket. And,
yeah.
And you're like, I can't do that for you. I want you to like it. And, you need a desk lamp. And, you know.
I knew you were in a bit of spot when you got into the Nerds mid-shop. The gummy clusters. Just to kind of get through it.
Well, our schedule just kind of got... We thought we could do the shopping before noon, and then since he had been out with friends and didn't sleep, everything got pushed back, and so we didn't really eat lunch.
Yeah.
We ate Nerds gummy clusters.
Which is delicious, by the way. Highly recommend. Yeah, so we get there. The Tuesday night is chill. We get there. Mm-hmm. He has to run.
It's 9 p.m., so...
Yeah.
Yeah, he has to run, and we are... grabbing dinner.
Yeah, I go get some food, and we bring it back, and it's a chill night.
Yeah.
It's kind of our anniversary celebration, by the way, that night, because it is our anniversary the next day, and that's why I put on that post, like, this is the worst anniversary ever. This sucks. You're supposed to get something for your anniversary, not lose it. Yeah. So then you are right that the Wednesday, the actual move-in day is very, there's a lot of stuff to do.
Mm-hmm.
It is... And Joel said this since we've talked to him. It is early move-in is a huge blessing because it is so. Joel's been saying, like, I couldn't get the elevator for a couple days because it was so busy. Mm-hmm. And there was barely anyone moving in there. So, for context, he has 8 roommates. So, when he walks into, which that's a good setup, actually. He has a really nice setup where you walk in, there's like a common space, and then there's 4 rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And each of those 2 rooms has 1 bathroom. So a bathroom for 4 people.
Oh, that's nice.
Which in the dorms is unbelievable. Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah.
That being said, Claire saw a picture of it. Our youngest saw a picture of it. Mm-hmm. And she goes, it looks like it's an insane asylum.
Yeah. She said, no thanks.
Oh my gosh. But there's some validation. He immediately hates the shower. Because the shower is only by definition a shower. It is a wall with a nozzle on it. That's it.
Yeah.
And he has to use the sandals, and he's like, I hate the shower so much. You know, home's not so bad, is it? I think dorms exist.
Comfort's a home, yep.
Dorms exist to make kids feel... dorms exist to make...
home more attractive.
Yeah. More so, dorms exist so 18-year-olds realize how good they had it at home.
Yes.
They'd be like, oh, this shower was pretty clean.
Yep, someone's picking up. And- refilling the soap. And...
Hey, yeah. I'm not sleeping next to a stranger.
Yeah. No, it's so funny because the first night he was in the dorms, we both woke up panicked in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
And I was like, hi, what about like if he runs out of soap? And, I was like, I should get him a sleep mask. I should get him earplugs.
Yeah.
Like just the looping random worries that I have. And then
mine was like, we had met his roommate who's on the cross country and track team, nicest kid in the world. And at 4 a.m., I woke up and I go, I wonder if he's actually a bully and he was just being nice to us. I wonder if he's bullying Joel right now. What if Joel has like an emotionally manipulative and abusive roommate? What if he's like so mean to him and he just tells, he was just putting on that front about Cher in the fridge just to be nice to us. And
Middle of the night
worries. Panics.
Yeah.
Modern parenting is very funny, though, because you're like, I wonder what he's doing and where is that? Check location. Oh, he's in his dorm. Oh, my God. Where's my son? What is he doing? He sent me an Instagram reel. He's here. So, you know, you do hear from these kids. There's no letters. You know, they're not exactly going off the way that they used to.
Or like a phone call in the common room.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like on the landline.
That's the common room landline. Yeah.
It's different. But no, it's...
But it was, it is, there was something too, like he was just, there was so much busyness to that first day. And we moved him in and we did everything. And and there's a couple things that you don't know what you don't need until you're in there. And you're like, oh, we had a couple other small things that are, he's like, he needs tea. Let's go get him some tea.
We were like, okay, if you want to hang out tomorrow, you can, or we can just go to the airport.
Yeah.
You know? And so, like, because we don't know what you have to do for, like, running and, you know. But so we ended up running a couple more errands with him, grabbing something at a coffee shop, and then saying bye.
Yeah.
Because we had to leave at 1 p.m.
Yeah.
But we had to be at the airport around 1 p.m. Yeah.
And it's hard not to, like, I don't know.
Well, you're like, I have an hour left.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we didn't, more of his roommates were moving in, and we could kind of sense that we shouldn't go back up in the room.
Yeah.
And kind of like,
yeah,
be like, oh, parents in the dorm room. You know, like, we could kind of tell that we had done enough, like, for 2 hours in the room, so we're not, don't well, really feel are, welcome. And
those are
18-year-olds, you know?
And I kind of saw him looking at you, and I was like, I don't think you should be hanging around this dorm too much, Mel. You know, I think we need a guy. He's living with 18-year-olds. He goes like, yeah, as soon as you left, one of the kids offered me a Zin, and I was like, that's hilarious. And I was like, I mean, that's fully legal, right? I think it's 18 for that. You're like, that's not even a...
It's not a crime.
That's not even a crime, you know? That's
in fact, they're saying it's healthy.
Oh, gosh. Here we go. So we're cigarettes, right? When has this ever gone wrong? When have we ever been told that nicotine and tobacco...
Yeah.
When have we ever gotten misinformation on that? It's up there with women's health. Were you ever given bad information? And then also one of his roommates, he kept swearing in front of us. And I was like, this is new. But then I thought about it and I was like, I'm in your space right now. Like, you wouldn't swear at me in my home, but I'm in your living space right now.
Yeah.
Also, you're 18 and a water polo player from LA. You know, he's Redondo. All right. Yeah. It's funny not to, you're like, where are they from? Like, all right. I don't know.
We said that it was 2 days and it couldn't have gone better than it did.
Yeah.
You know, as far as like, we got him moved in. He's in a good spot. He's all set up, you know?
I reached an emotional place where I probably shouldn't have been driving.
I heard that from parents. Yeah. They're like, we cried all the way home on I-90.
Yeah.
You know, like...
Sadness abuse.
I thought I was going to cry on the plane the whole way home. I was like, I have a hat. I just put that on.
Yeah.
And start. And I guess the adrenaline.
Yeah. The tears are
the
coming.
Adrenaline of the moving.
Yeah.
The adrenaline, like, still was there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There were several moments. I kept thinking I was done with it. And then a new thing would hit me. The biggest one for me, and probably, there's certain little things where you go like, I don't think I'll ever forget this. But when you move in, for me at least, moving your kid into college, there was a moment where we left his dorm and we got back into the car and I looked into the rearview mirror. And for the first time in 18 years, he wasn't there. For 18 years, I was thinking about us. It hit me. I remembered installing the car
seats. The little car seats. Yep. All the different car seats. And
you're like, he's been back there for 18 years. Mm-hmm. 18 years.
Yeah. You just look. There they are. Yep.
Mm-hmm. This is a little car seat. And then when you turn him around, you wave at him.
Mm-hmm.
You look at your little booster. Baby back there.
Yeah.
Then he gets to the booster.
They can never stop talking. Never.
Yeah.
Never.
They're just, they're in the back seat. They're in the car with you so much. And then eventually they get to the front seat and then you're in the passenger and then they're there.
Yep.
And then they're out of the car.
Yeah.
They're just gone. It hit me. I was like, he's not there. He's been there 18 years. He's been there and then just gone. It's so sudden. They say it's sudden. It isn't, and it is. It is, and it isn't, Susan, because it is gradual in the sense that, like, we actually haven't seen him a lot over the last year. He's been busy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's been, we haven't seen him as much, but he hasn't been gone. Now he's gone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think even the college visits that you did this spring, I kept waiting for him to walk in the door.
Yeah.
You know, because he would just come and go all day.
Yeah.
And I remember when he was on the college trip with you, I was like, he's not coming back
he's
in,
not coming
you
back.
Know? And so all of those little things kind of prep you. He did two trips this summer without us.
Yeah.
But
I still think.
You still see him there.
I still think he's going to be there.
Yeah. He's not.
I still grab it and I'm like, oh, well, maybe he's in the other seat.
I mean, the beauty of like, the teenage high school years is they do kind of venture out more and more on their own, you know,
mm-hmm.
no matter what, if it's like for work or school or sports. Like by the end of by the spring, he was going to L.A. for track meets.
Yeah.
Like a lot. He would be gone like 15 hours, you know, and I couldn't go.
Yeah.
Most parents didn't go.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Well, that's the harsh. The harsh reality mm-hmm. is you have to accept as a parent they're gone and that's what's best for them. Because they have to go do this. They have to go blaze their own trail.
Well, and whenever they do, I think more and more, like, it's super common, you know, to go the community college route or, you know, like, university for 4 years is a huge luxury, you know?
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of routes.
Well,
we have kids, like,
I'm not saying they have to
camp and, you know, like,
well, I'm not saying they have to go to university for 4 years, but I'm saying in one form or another,
it's healthy for them to go.
Even if they come back, you know, in some form, it's healthy for them to go. So, what was it you said? Mm-hmm. About, like, the world, or what was your line? Like, it was good for them to send off because in order for our world, or what was it?
I don't know. I've lost a lot of sleep. I'm sure it was good, but I don't remember what I said.
You said, you said when we got back in the car, it ends up for his world to get, you want to say it? I think it's better.
I think I'm remembering it now. Like, his world gets bigger and our world gets smaller.
Yeah.
Is that what I said?
You said, I really tried to set you up there.
I know.
I tried to give you the button of the clip, Mel.
Slept enough. I've lost so much sleep. I've forgotten everything I've said.
Yeah.
His world gets smaller. No.
I'll get it for you. What you said, what you said was right and it did help me. Which was, we got in the car, and you said, as I'm weeping, you said, it ends up, for his world to get bigger, ours has to get smaller.
Yeah.
And it's true. Your world gets a little less colorful, because this thing that's been with you for, this thing, your child, who's really been with you for 19 years, if you were counting.
Yeah.
Because it's been... For I told you especially with your oldest, you're like, we became us because of him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our
why?
You know, it was the start of us as a family and our world, and
like
and
us became we.
Us became we.
Yeah.
I remember one time I was traveling for work when you were pregnant. And I texted you and I said, and when you're pregnant with our son who's off college now, and I said, I miss you. And I was just talking to you and you texted back, we miss you too. And you were pregnant at the time. And I was like, and it was really sweet. And now I'm like, but it's not we anymore. Like, he's gone.
Yeah.
I mean, he misses us, but he's, he's a solo thing now.
Sorry, I don't know where I don't have tissues. Yeah.
Well, no, I think we're out. I think
you're right.
Can't get enough tissues for moving. But
again,
that being said, since we started this podcast, he's texted me 3 times. So, you know.
Yeah.
College moving, 0 out of 10. Don't recommend. Don't do it. Worst anniversary ever. I would love to hear your guys's, any of you guys who have moved in kids before, send us emails at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com. It was, I did the post and people have been talking about it. It has helped a lot, I think, you know, just hearing people talk about it. So.
Well, it's such a big milestone.
Well, and thousands of families are doing it.
Right now.
Right now.
And they have.
Yeah.
Yep.
So.
Yeah.
Anyways, I think he texted me that he's dropped out, so
he's coming home.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Hey, everybody. We want to give a special shout-out and thanks to our As Essential As Oils level patrons. That's $25 up a month and up. You get it. Thank you, everybody. It means a lot to us. That is Adam Bush.
Avril Griffiths.
Allison Nelson.
Andy and Darlene Gerton.
Bonnie Galindo.
Brandon Schoenberger.
Carrie Teague.
Chris Finn.
Christopher and Bridget Finlin.
Code to Crow.
Courtney Eibling.
Damaris Diaz Steven.
Daniel Owens.
Dave and Melissa Cox.
Dave Hoagland.
Dustin Daly.
Jason and Francis White.
Jen Thirk.
Jonathan Rivera.
Jordan Cowan.
Juliana Smith.
Lori Amos.
Lauren and Nick Rachel.
Matt and Sam Slosdom.
Michelle Carlson.
Nick Cordell.
Norman Perron.
Preston and Rachel Wilson.
Also, if that's Perrin, I'm sorry. Also, Preston and Rachel Wilson. I'm sorry if we mess these up. We're trying our best.
You're up.
Raina Camps.
Robert and Nellie Capen.
Stephen Menya.
Zachary and Tammy Moyle.
And Tiffany Payne. Bye.
Thank you.